Governor Jim Doyle had proposed taxing certain internet downloads, like computer music files or electronic books. One estimate showed the move could bring in a little more than $1 million in revenue over the next couple years. Waukesha Republican Scott Jensen called that overly optimistic. He says enforcing the plan would be impossible.
The compliance rate for this is going to be nuts. It's going to be nil. And the number of people who you're going to make into criminals and violators of the state's tax code is going to be huge.
The Joint Finance Committee also voted down another Doyle measure that would have imposed a sales tax on Wisconsin residents when they buy goods from out-of-state internet retailers. The idea behind the plan was to put internet businesses on equal footing with companies that are located in Wisconsin. Milwaukee Democrat Pedro Colon argued that right now, people shop in brick-and-mortar Wisconsin businesses only to purchase items tax-free over the internet. He used a watch store as an example.
They go play with this watch over there. They look at it, oh, great watch. You know what I'll do? I'll buy it online. And we're double losers. He doesn't close his sale, and we don't get the tax that we need to operate our business here. And then we complain about how we can't afford anything.
But Republicans say only Congress would be able to mandate and enforce an internet sales tax. They say that's unlikely under current leadership. In other action, lawmakers decided to craft the rest of their spending plan without any increase in the state's cigarette tax. Both Democrats and Republicans have pushed that idea, but lawmakers were silent when given a chance to tack it onto the budget yesterday. Supporters may still propose the idea when the full legislature considers the budget in coming months. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.